Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Ethical Slut podcast. It's been a little while since Trudy and I have been on here doing our thing, and I think it's high time for just a fucking chat. God damn, it's so much easier. Like, the time, when you're actually editing shit, takes for fucking ever. Yeah. I look and I'm like, it's a 10-minute episode? Jesus, fuck me, Dad.
Yeah, well, think about this. I now have to sit down and master 14 tracks by myself with a really small set of speakers. And because I'm going to release them.
Good for you. Because
I'm sick
you want to give the listeners the background story of.
We'll just call this man Dissonance 157.
Yeah, okay? that's our code name for him.
Dissonance 157.
Yeah,
because apparently shall not be named.
157 is apparently his IQ, which he likes to
a lot.
Alongside his the fact that he's got a Wikipedia page is also, and that he was recorded like as a child. His father was adjacent to Elvis for a short period of time.
All right, now we're getting too close to the fucking where it is.
Anyway. Oh, come on. A lot of people are adjacent to Elvis.
I know. Anyway.
I'm all shook up.
If you go past, if you're really that fucking interested in it, the minutiae of the detail of it, go in my podcast and look up the background and you'll see, because I was excited
and,
about it.
And your podcast is?
Undies Funded Records and Radio.
Yes, and that is Undies, U-N-D-I-E-S, funded one word, isn't it?
Really? It's just anchor.fm/UFR.
Oh, that UFR, it's so short, it makes my nipples hard.
Good. Oh, boy.
I love a short URL.
Yeah, me too.
Mine's artilou.com. I don't know where the fuck that's pointing at the moment, but that's A to the R to the T to the Y, LOU.com. And it could be pointed to my DeviantArt, could be pointed to Anchor. Fuck if I know. It's probably, if it's pointing to Anchor, it's pointing to my Lulu Island podcast. And you can hear Zoe in the background. Zoe.
To the rescue.
I looked
I'm
up.
I'm just getting by.
Well, I was looking up At Last. I just suddenly had this feeling like I wanted to, and I was like looking up what chord is that? At last. See, that doesn't sound like right. It says F.
At last.
Okay.
My love.
Hang on, I'm not there yet. At last. Cool. Now I'm getting it. At last, my love. Hang on. At last. Oh, dear. Love. You just we have to change it a bit for my dodgy. Instead of doing a DM7, we're just doing a D.
Oh, well, no, you won't get it with that, because it's not actually a major chord you need. You need a minor chord.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know what I'm like with majors and minors. I just change it.
It's not interchangeable. In some places you can't, because it changes the whole nature of the chord. So it won't fit that melody.
Okay.
Major chord there.
I've been schooled, everybody. I've been schooled.
Oh, well. Anyway, back to the combo. Oh, my leaking fucking Macca's cup they gave me. My God, the second time in a row I've ordered a chocolate frappe and the cup's been
busted.
Hang on
a second. Do you realize that you just jumped from I'm going to talk about dissonance to your Macca's
just
cup?
Just had a chaotic incident.
And also, there are people
with chocolate
that,
milk.
I think people just heard... Just the way with the thickness of your Australian accent, then, and then your jumping of subject, I think that Most of our audience just heard rebab, 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 rebab,
rebab. Oh boy. Anyway, so I just had a chaotic incident with chocolate milk on my iPhone. So
oh dear,
the impetus of this conversation, Ari. And it's Macca's fault, but anyway, Rhubarb.
And it's Macca's broke my cup
for the second time in a row.
I'm not gonna suck it up. Oh, Macca's, you're so evil in every single way. But I wasn't expecting leaky cups to
every single day.
I was gonna say to add it to the fray.
Oh, okay, sorry, that was better. Yeah, but anyway. So back to my friendship with this producer.
Okay,
it's over. I'm today releasing the stuff, and he's promised to call me back 4 days in a row.
LDIRBOC
becomes final today. Yeah. So breaking up is hard to do, but what I have to do is sit on my ass, get the latest mixes, run them through my program, put mastering presets on them, and hope for the fucking best with winging on prayer on it. I'm probably not going to come away with 14 tracks because I've listened through and some of them just clearly aren't ready at all.
Oh, dear.
That's what I mean. The project itself, as I had it in mind, is busted.
Yeah, I can't even, like, do, like, 15 minutes of editing, let alone 15 songs worth of editing.
Right.
Like, fuck that. Fucking it right in the fuck face.
Exactly.
But what I really want to say is, believe it or not, I'm walking on air. Do you remember? Does anyone remember the America's Greatest Hero? Was that it?
I heard that America's song last night.
No way! John Maddox. No fucking way!
The gig I was at, where I was in COVID gig in Gazoonland. Right,
that's wild. Because I mean, right. How random is that?
Yeah, it never comes up. Played it on a bass ukulele. I'm not joking you. The
believe
instrument's lovely.
She's walking on air. I never thought I could feel so free, riding away on a wing,
flying away on a wing in a prayer.
Who could it be? Believe it or not. It's just me.
Oh, anyway, it will be just me now, and I won't be friends with this
greatest
person anymore.
American hero, greatest audio editor.
So, I'm not happy about that part of it.
So you know, breaking up is hard to do. Yeah, I know. I have my own. I have a person whose code name is the Datsun, and I'll keep him coded here too, because one never knows. Does one? So I have a faulty Datsun. Datsun is Trudy. Would you mind explaining to the listeners what a Datsun as a car is like?
Okay, I had one and another one, had two as a
in what year
teenager.
What year was this?
I don't know, as I was
like 1990.
I was 18.
Okay, so mid-90s.
Yeah. Anyway, I had a yellow one and I had a cream colored one, and they just never really drove them. I got to do lessons in one of them. The other one was driven by a car thief for like 2 years that I dated.
Okay.
So they're pretty tanky to drive and to be passengers.
Tanky.
In.
What does tanky to drive mean?
Like not
driving
responsive.
A tank.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. like most of my sex life.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Pretty so. Tanky. That's skanky, skanky, tanky.
That's actually the tanky part does actually really fit. This person is like a tank that you just really can't budge them.
I just wanna skanky tanky right now.
Oh my god, they made I've been devouring RuPaul's Drag Race because it's just like anesthetizing. And also I kind of dig some of the creative aspects of like watching them make their stuff and you know do challenges and I like some of those bits. A lot of it I find pretty snoozeworthy, but I just, you know, scroll. Now I can't remember what I was talking about.
That's sorry, what I do with pornos. I always scroll the first, like, you know, quarter because they're only just giving head. Who you know, the fuck about that.
I never watch porn. I've never. I find it very boring.
Oh, you're watching the wrong ones, love.
I must be. Send me some links. Send me some links because I just prefer my imagination.
In my imagination, there is no concentration because I don't know the fucking words. What a melody. What a melody. Anyway, back to the melodies. I've got a few really good songs in there in this collection that's been held hostage for 2.5 years by this man. And they're going to hit when they get sent places. People going to listen and go, wow, to it.
Yeah.
Even though it's unfinished. But this now, it will never be finished because it's going to be a half-assed trudy cock-up job. But what do you think about these? I'm going to publish an episode on Anchor first, drop all the tracks probably tonight because I'm going to edit them in my door and then I'm just going to drop the whole lot like it's hot.
Mm-hmm.
And then release a couple on SoundCloud every day.
Cool. I love it. I think it's a great idea. You said to me before, I was thinking about it later going, that's really smart. You know, like Anchor, SoundCloud and YouTube. I guess the only other place would be what about
and Dribbble.
Oh, fuck, what's it called? Oh, Dribbble. And also, I've got a few, couple of artists that are, is it Bandcamp?
Yeah, I'm not a Bandcamp fan.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm just going to drop a PayPal link everywhere I go.
Good.
Because if everyone gives me a buck, I can have some bucks in my life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if everyone gives me two bucks.
give a buck.
Yeah, please give a buck. I give a buck about you. Anyway.
I give a buck about you too, darling.
I give a buck about my fans and I want them to have my stuff and it's been long enough waiting. I promised it ages ago.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to wait and hold out any longer for this. It's just going to be birthed. It's a breech birth. It's going to be painful.
Mm-hmm.
The separation is hard. And the potentiality of it is busted. I'm still going to send it places and give it the nurturing of can once.
And somebody could come along and remaster it for you later.
Yeah, but it's not mixed entirely.
Okay.
So it won't be worth remastering. It'll be a re-record job.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Well, you know, there is that.
Because he didn't finish the work adequately. There's about 4 tracks that are adequate. The rest are got really messy bits in them.
I think that we should give the listeners of The Ethical Slut something juicy. Or maybe you could tell me some more things and then I'm just going to react like you've said something really sexy. Because if people are still listening, they deserve a little treat.
Okay.
So okay. So you go.
What was I supposed to do again?
You're just going to talk about, you complain about dissonance.
Oh, right. Well, apparently when I asked him for the chords for one of the songs that we co-wrote.
Hang on, you got to make it short. He asked me for the chords and then I react, okay?
He asked me for the chords.
Oh.
I asked him for the chords, more oh. like it.
Oh.
I can't do it. And he wouldn't give me the chords.
No, he wouldn't give it to you?
That it makes him sleepless for 3 months.
Sleepless for 3 months? Oh, my God. Oh.
Are you in pain?
Well, okay.
Lady. Anyway, sleepless for 3 months because he couldn't let go of his work.
He couldn't let go. That's so hot.
Anyway, I need to, you know, stop stroking his ball sack and just fucking release.
Oh God, because... did you really have to say ball sack on this podcast?
Sweaty Kitty! Ball sack man. Sweaty ball sack man.
Why anyway. Your ball sack so sweaty?
People won't remember, but we retro folk remember that episode.
Yeah,
well.
I think we could find it. I could find it.
Oh, dumpster dive for it. Sweaty okay. ball sack man.
All right, you sing sweaty ball sack man as you can remember it, and I'll do a quick search in my files. Or not? Or you could not.
I don't know. Oh, the only bit I sang in it was sweaty
ball
sack man.
I do have it. I do have it. So yeah, I'm going to put it in right now. Sweaty ball sack man. I want to get away from you. With your ball sacks. And this sweaty too. Sweaty ball sack man. Wanna get away from you. With your ball sacks. And the sweat there too. Ball sack man. Get away from you as fast as I can. To get so sweaty, can't get the rhythm. Just thinking about him, sweaty ball sack man. Get away from me when I think about your sweaty ball sacks. To be free. Well, Trudy, I think that this should definitely go on your album.
Yes.
And you've been listening to the Ethical Slut podcast with my lovely co-host Trudy, aka Condensation, from Undies Funded Records and Radio. Thank you for listening. I love yous all.
www.anchor.fm/UFR.
And also the same in Lulu Island and also Ethical Slut Podcast.
Go for it.
Bye.